Today we celebrate a feast which is very, very dear to me and to many others in the church throughout the ages. On this day, in fact, many religious communities make their vows or renew their vows. And it is a day very, very special to the Blessed Mother of God. It is the feast of the holy and sweet name of Mary. And so it is a day on which we honor her who has been honored by God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. She was called by God through the Archangel Gabriel, who was just the microphone, as it were, of God. Most holy, blessed, full of grace, which means immaculate. For only one who is full of grace, like Jesus and Mary, can be immaculate. Only one who is immaculate can be full of grace. And so God himself proclaims her. And later on, when she goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, she also proclaims her under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And it says, "Blessed art thou among women, and how is it that the mother of my God should come to me?" For those who refuse to call her Mother of God, or who refuse to call her Immaculate, the answer is right there. They have eyes, but see not. They have ears, but hear not. But the reason this feast falls on this particular day, and it has been celebrated on this day for centuries, but it was particularly put into the universal calendar of the church by a pope that should be canonized but isn't for whatever reason, Blessed Innocent XI, who suffered tremendously for the church. It was under his reign, or very soon after, that the Masons were founded, who have afflicted the church in so many, many ways. It was under his pontificate that once again the Muslims, the Turks, tried to invade Europe. In this case, they invaded Vienna, the capital of Austria, and the Holy Roman Empire. And so he prayed and he asked others to help, and they raised an army which was led by several priests who are saints now, calling upon the name of Mary and their shields and the cross of Christ on their other shields. And it was that time on September the 11th of 1671, I believe, or 81, that the Turks were routed once again. And that was the last time that they invaded Europe again at that time. Since then, other things have happened, but not a full-fledged invasion of Europe or of a capital of Europe. And so, of course, it was in retaliation several centuries later, as I said yesterday, I would say about something about it. It was in retaliation for this that 22, 23 years ago, they attacked our country and the buildings and the many people that they killed to take revenge upon the victory of the Christians at Vienna. And it was because of this that Blessed Innocent XI proclaimed this day, the day after the victory, to be the universal feast in the whole church of the holy and sweet name of Mary. When we have benediction, we sing the divine praises. Blessed be the Holy Mother of God, Mary most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. She is part of the liturgy of the church there too. Because with us she kneels before her divine Son in the Blessed Sacrament at benediction. And with her we praise God and we praise all that he has done for her and for all the others, including most beloved Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, who also was made clean of sin by God in the womb of his mother. So today we celebrate this wondrous day on which Mary is hailed once again by Holy Mother of the Church and by all the angels and saints. Since Vienna was the capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, in Rome, right at the bottom of the steps of the Angelicum, the University of St. Thomas Aquinas in Rome, in Urbe, as it is called, in the city always being Rome, there the Holy Roman Emperor and the Habsburg family, to which I am related, built a magnificent church, a very little church, but magnificent, at the Forum of Trajan. There are two similar churches, one next to the other. One is Our Lady of Loreto, built by the bread makers of Rome, and the other one, the church, a basilica now, of the holy and sweet name of Mary, in thanksgiving by the emperors and the Habsburgs for Our Lady protecting them and the empire and their beautiful city of Vienna. So today we remember all these historical facts. Nothing just happens without any reason. Everything in our wonderful holy Catholic faith, including our calendar, has a reason. And so we give thanks to God for this wonderful feast. Now, as happens to be, those who destroyed the liturgy in the late 60s, they did away with this feast. And St. John Paul II restored it and brought it back up to where it should be and has been ever since. So we pray to all the angels and saints that just as this feast was restored, so too the whole of the liturgy and calendar of Holy Mother the Church may be restored. Most holy name of Mary, have mercy on us and pray for us before thy only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.